Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary Wolfel joins us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, appreciate the time as always. And I want to say thank you for joining us, and I am not going to be as degrading to you as the last host was, Gary.
I like the last host. He was a good guy.
Yeah, well, I killed him, so we don't have to worry about him. Bucks are first in the East, Gary. We asked the question yesterday, did you ever believe you would get to this point with the team? You've been covering this team as long as anybody. Did you ever expect to get to this point with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, actually, I did. I didn't think it was going to happen this year. I thought perhaps it would happen next year. But, you know, a combination of things. They made some nice off-season moves. And the East is the East. I mean, there's, what, four or five teams that have already called it a season? I mean, they're already working on their lottery picks. So it's not a very good conference. But, the Bucks are doing great.
Hey, so we were arguing about this earlier in the show in the first hour.
This is going to be good.
Al Wazzy, what you think?
Don't be intimidated, Gary.
That Eastern Conference Final Bucks team versus this current Bucks team with today's rules, NBA rules applying in a seven-game series. Who you got?
Okay, applying today's rules?
Today's rules, seven-game series.
Gosh, that'd be a hell of a series. To me, that would be a pick'em game. Now, if you applied the rules of...
No, we're not doing that. Today's rules, seven-game series.
Why can't we reverse it?
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, go on reverse.
Who you got?
Like I said, it's a pick'em game.
Series. Not a game. Seven-game series.
Yeah. Again, a pick'em series. Giannis, I don't know who would stop Giannis.
Thank you.
Right. Conversely, I don't know who would stop Ray Allen. I don't know if you remember, Steve, when they played, I think it was the Sixers, in that Eastern Conference Championship, he scored, if I'm not mistaken, 18 straight points, okay? And to give you an idea of what a feat that is, how he just put him on his back, the great Michael Jordan never, ever did that in a playoff game. So... on one hand, you got Giannis. On the other hand, you got Ray Allen.
Okay, but look at the rest of the matchups. Cassell versus Bledsoe.
Yeah, that's Cassell.
Right. The shooting guard would be Brogdon against Ray Allen. It's Ray. Small forward, Middleton and Big Dog.
Not even close, Big Dog.
See, and I don't know. I think that's closer to a toss-up.
I would probably take Tim Thomas.
Right.
You would have said Middleton in the playoffs last year, yes, but not the Middleton we're seeing now. No.
Okay. The next one, Tim Thomas and Giannis.
No brainer.
Giannis.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, center position, Gary. Brooke Lopez and Irvin Johnson.
Brooke Lopez.
A push.
But let me ask you this, though, Gary. Gary, how many guys on that? So on that 2001 team, though, how many guys can they run at Giannis?
Nobody.
For fouls, how many guys could they use up on Giannis to give him a different look?
If they would have played 2001 rules, though, would have had a chance. Scott Williams.
And who else? Didn't they have McCaffrey on that team?
Scott Williams would have beat him up.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's why he got thrown out of the series, right?
Yeah.
He was too physical. But, hey, I got something for you guys.
Come on.
One of the most explosive teams the Bucks have ever had, right?
Yep.
Ray Allen, Robinson, and Cassell.
Right.
You know what they averaged that season?
What?
100.7, okay, points per game. That was the second most in the NBA that season, okay? Where do you think that would rank today, this season?
Oh, I
third worst
in the league.
I would say last.
Very good. Last.
Yeah.
Wow.
How the game has changed.
Yes.
Oh, it's totally different. And that's why I said today's rules, because obviously you don't have the same physical style basketball players today as you did back then, because there's really not allowed in the NBA anymore at this point.
I mean, Steve, all these little rules like hand checking. I mean,
right.
You know, getting to go with point guards, impeding players coming across the lane.
But
I mean,
think about the coaching matchup. Carl versus Budenholzer in a 7-game series, mm-hmm. too. I think that's intriguing, mm-hmm. too.
That would be. By the way, do you think Budenholzer is going to be the coach of the All-Star game?
Of course.
Well, he's got to win the East, but, I mean, it's between him and Toronto, so I guess we'll see.
7 games to find out.
Yeah.
And one of the last games, I think it's the 6th game in that stretch, is against Toronto.
Well, speaking of, if we had to pick an MVP today, I know Harden put up 115 points in 2 games. I still think the MVP today, to me, you know, would be Giannis. I mean, the guy has his team in first place, and, I mean, he doesn't have to score 50 points a night for them to be relative. I mean, but I know a lot of people like the shiny object, and that's James Harden. But I just really think Giannis does better.
So.
I know.
You know, I mean, how can you, you know, argue against Giannis? I mean, he's definitely having an MVP-type season. But, yeah, you look at Harden, you know, making a case for him. He's basically playing 1-on-5. I mean, could you name the 4 guys that play around him with Paul out and with Gary Gordon out?
But you know what the interesting point is? If you took Middleton and Bledsoe off this team with just Giannis, could Giannis do what Harden's doing in Houston?
No, absolutely not.
What do you say, Gary? No Middleton, no Bledsoe. Could Giannis take over the way Harden is?
Are you talking to me? Or
no.
I'm talking to Ellerson now.
Yeah, the white gear.
No. You say no.
Gear,
Leroy, what do you say?
I say
Middleton, no Bledsoe. No. Can Giannis do what Harden's doing right now?
Yeah, he can.
No.
Because can't nobody stop him once he passed the free throw.
Where, you know?
I mean, again, he leads his team in all these categories. For me, if he has his team in the first, if they're number, they're 21 games over 500. I haven't seen this in a long time. So if that is how I'm judging him when I'm voting, that's what I'm looking at. You know, Harden's team is like, I think they're 5th seed right now. To me, anybody can score. They don't play defense. They don't call traveling. When you can have 17, 18 points at any time, 28 points at any time, or just 12 with a triple-double, to me, that's more valuable. You make your teammates better.
I'll tell you what. Did you guys see the Sixers-Celtics game last night?
I did not.
I'll tell you what.
If you voted right now, you'd vote for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
He's trying to get out.
Gary, is he trying to leave? I mean, I'm a Laker fan. I've been hearing rumors he's trying to get to the Lakers because he misses playing with LeBron. And I also hear that he may want to do – I don't know what's going on in Boston because they had a slow start.
Yeah. Well, the big rumor I'm hearing is that they're actually giving thought to trading Gordon Hayward, which would be very, very interesting because, you know, he and Brad Sellers.
Brad Sellers, that's my boy.
Brad Sellers.
Yeah.
You made Ellerson's day.
Another 7-footer that couldn't dunk.
Tight. And then the other rumor I heard pertaining to Boston is that the Chicago Bulls want Terry Rozier, which makes a lot of sense. So it's going to be interesting to see if they do anything at the deadline.
Yeah, that last one for me, I apologize. I'm a big John Horst guy. Is there any rumors out there that the Bucks may improve their lineup at any point?
Well, I think we may have talked about this last week or the week before, but, you know, the guy I keep hearing is Kent Bazemore. And, you know, Budenholzer really likes him a lot. Bazemore likes playing for him.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be a really good guy to bring off the bench. There's also some talk he likes Dedmon, also, you know, an Atlanta Hawk. And that would make a lot of sense, another big coming off the bench. But there's going to be a ton of guys available at the trading deadline. I mean, a ton. So it'll be interesting to see what they do then.
What do you have for assets?
Not a lot. You trade away your first-round picks. So what you see is pretty much what you're going to get.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't think they can do a whole bunch at the trade deadline to begin with.
Mm. No, I mean, if they decide to trade DJ Wilson, you know, his name's been tossed around a little bit.
Kent Bazemore is averaging 14-4. He's making $18 million with a player option next year for $19.2 million.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that would be a tough call. I mean, I personally wouldn't do it, but again, that's one of the rumors I did hear.
And Budenholzer was the one that gave him that contract.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ah, no!
So you must like him a lot, right?
Yeah, obviously. No. Just say no. No, oh, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, no.
Thing, girls are bad,
what
bad, bad.
For, remember this. last year at the free agency, started free agency.
Yeah.
Guess who the Bucks made their very first call to?
Uh-oh.
Bazemore.
Oh, great.
Bazemore.
Awesome.
So, I don't want
there's something there.
That's a lot.
Hopefully not. Gary, we appreciate the insight as always, my friend. We'll talk.
Wait. We're already late for the stupid flash anyhow.
Wait, Anthony. You heard Anthony Fillion.
So this is the only way that makes sense, I think. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Uh-oh.
It's George Hill for Kent Bazemore.
Straight up?
It's the same contract. Atlanta gets out with a $1 million buyout, and the Bucks get stuck with $19 million next year.
Can't Hill only be traded if it's straight up?
You know, the only problem is Travis Schlenk, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, I think is trying to get every first-round pick between now and next year.
The Bucks don't work then.
And exactly. And he wants first-round pick for Bazemore.
Yep.
You know, whether he can get that, who knows? Maybe he will, but I think that would be a tough call.
I'm definitely not doing George Hill for Bazemore. That's definitely not happening. Oh, I don't want $19 million on the books next year. You've got Middleton and Bledsoe. You can't be adding $19 million to next year's salary cap. That's stupid.
The cap goes up a little bit, though. So thank you.
Who cares? No. All right, Gary, goodbye.
Appreciate it, Gary. We'll talk to you
later. All right,
later.
Gary, see you later, buddy.
Take care,
all right,
Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.